Have you ever found yourself feeling trapped in a cycle of negative thoughts and emotions, unable to see beyond your circumstances? Are you ready to unlock a happier, more joyful family life? Well, you're not alone. Welcome back to the Happy Family Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Alvarez Greer, and in today's episode, we're going to explore how our mindset shapes our reality and how we can shift from an unhappy kid mindset to a happier one using scripture and principles from the Happy Kid Toolkit. We will discover how to shift from feeling trapped in negativity to embracing a mindset of joy and empowerment. You won't want to miss out on practical tips, biblical insights, and real-life examples to help you create lasting positive change in your family dynamics. So, let's get started. Welcome to the Happy Family Coach Podcast, your guide to rewriting the story of your family's legacy. I'm Danielle Alvarez Greer, here to help you navigate the twists and turns of family life, faith, and personal growth. Get ready for practical tools, spiritual insights, and heartfelt conversations to transform your family dynamic. Welcome to the Happy Family Coach Podcast, where real life challenges meet real solutions. Hi, friends. Since we're talking about transforming our mindsets today, and before we dive in, let's just take a quick moment to reflect on a passage from the Bible that reminds us of the power of our thoughts and the importance of renewing our minds. It's actually one of my favorite life verses. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Have you ever noticed how easy it is to blame outside events for how we feel? When something goes wrong, it's natural to point the finger at someone or something else. But what if I told you that this way of thinking actually keeps us stuck in a cycle of unhappiness and misery? In the Happy Kid Toolkit, we call this cycle of unhappiness the unhappy kid perspective. It's when we see ourselves as victims of our circumstances and our feelings dictate our behavior. But the truth is, as believers, we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us change our mindset and take control of our thoughts and emotions. Let's take a moment to explore how defining reality through a biblical lens can help us break free from this cycle. As Christians, we believe that there's a difference between our perception of reality and reality itself. We're called to see the world through a biblical lens, recognizing that God is in control and His plans are always perfect. Here's a great example to help illustrate this concept. And I just want to remind you again, you're going to hear me use a lot of word pictures and illustrations. Because of my learning style, I learn by listening, by hearing, and also by seeing. I'm definitely a visual learner, so I hope this is helpful. Okay, so I want you to imagine that you're standing in the middle of a dense forest. You're surrounded by towering trees and tangled undergrowth. I immediately picture the dark forest in the original Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs movie by Disney. From your limited perspective, it may seem dark, confusing, and maybe even a bit frightening. You might feel lost and unsure of which path to take. Now, imagine that you're holding a map that represents God's Word, the Bible. As you open the map and begin to study it, you start to see the forest in a different light. Suddenly, you realize that the forest isn't just a random collection of trees and bushes. It's actually a carefully planned landscape, meticulously designed by a masterful creator. With the map in hand, you begin to see the forest through a biblical lens. You recognize that God is in control of every aspect of the forest. the placement of each tree, the flow of each stream, and the path that leads to safety and fulfillment. You understand that even though things may seem confusing or maybe even overwhelming from your limited perspective, that God's plans are perfect and He is guiding you every step of the way. In this way, defining reality through a biblical lens helps us break free from the cycle of negativity and uncertainty. Instead of relying solely on our own understanding, we begin to trust in God's wisdom and sovereignty. We see the world through His eyes with confidence that He is leading us toward His good and perfect will. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." So even when life doesn't go according to our plans, we can trust that God is working all things together for our good. As Christians, we believe that there is a profound difference between our perception of reality and reality itself. Think of it like wearing a pair of glasses. Our perception shapes how we view the world, but it's not always an accurate reflection of what's truly there. And so that's where the Bible comes in. It serves as our lens, our filter, through which we see the world around us. When we view life through this biblical lens, we gain a deeper understanding of reality, one that's rooted in God's truth and wisdom. We come to recognize that God is in control. He's orchestrating every detail according to His perfect plan. And even when things may seem chaotic or uncertain from our limited perspective, we can still trust that God's plans are always good and His purposes always prevail. So, let's challenge ourselves to see the world through this biblical lens, to view every situation, every challenge, through the perspective of God's Word. Because when we do, we'll find clarity, peace, and hope amidst life's uncertainties. Here's another great illustration to help us define reality through a biblical lens. So imagine you're standing on the shore of a vast, tumultuous ocean. Waves crashing against the rocks, sending spray into the air and obscuring your view. From where you stand, the scene appears chaotic and overwhelming, a wild, untamed force of nature. Now, picture yourself holding a pair of binoculars. As you raise them to your eyes and adjust the focus, something remarkable happens. Suddenly, the chaos begins to fade and a clearer picture emerges. You see beyond the crashing waves to the horizon where the sun sets in a blaze of colors, painting the sky with hues of gold and crimson. In this moment, you realize that the ocean, although still powerful and unpredictable, is actually part of a larger, grander design. It's just one small piece of a much bigger picture, a picture that's carefully crafted by an unseen hand. Similarly, when we view life through a biblical lens, it's like looking through those binoculars. The chaos and uncertainty of our circumstances may still be there, but they're no longer the only thing we see. Instead, we catch glimpses of God's hand at work behind the scenes, guiding, shaping, and orchestrating every wave and ripple according to His perfect plan. So even when life doesn't go according to our plans, and trust me, it won't always go to our plans, we will have trials, we will have tribulations, we will suffer in this life, but we can trust that God is still working all things together for our good, especially through those circumstances. I want to move into the characteristics and effects of an unhappy kid mindset. So what does it look like to have an unhappy kid mindset? It's characterized by blame, self-pity, projection, and a sense of powerlessness. You'll know when you are in unhappy kid mindset anytime you find yourself blaming, anytime you find yourself having to be right, demanding to be right, anytime you refuse to own your part, anytime you try to control others and or control the situation, anytime you feel helpless, wronged by, or at the mercy of others, anytime you only see problems, and anytime you only focus on the unfairness of the situation. So what does it look like to have an unhappy kid mindset? In this mindset, blame becomes our constant companion. We point fingers at others or ourselves or at God. We're convinced that someone or something else is to blame for our unhappiness. Self-pity creeps in, whispering lies about our worth or about our value. We project these insecurities onto those around us, and then we create distance and discord in our relationships. And a sense of powerlessness settles over us like a thick fog, clouding our vision and obscuring our path forward. Can anyone relate? But here's the thing, we don't have to stay stuck in this mindset, y'all. Just as a hiker sheds their heavy backpack to climb a mountain, we can unload our burdens and break free from the cycle of unhappiness. And it starts with recognizing our thought patterns and choosing to shift our focus from what's wrong to what's right. Imagine you're walking through a beautiful garden filled with vibrant flowers and lush trees and greenery. At first, you notice the weeds, the imperfections, the flaws. But as you continue to walk, you begin to see the beauty that surrounds you, the colors, the scents, the intricate designs, and you realize that amidst the weeds, there is still beauty to be found. In the same way, when we shift our focus from the weeds of negativity to the flowers of gratitude and joy, we begin to see life in a new light. We recognize that even in the midst of challenges, there is still beauty to be found. And as we cultivate a mindset of positivity and resilience, we actually empower ourselves and others by modeling it to overcome obstacles and embrace life's blessings. And I'm not saying that there won't be a time where life circumstances will feel heavy and we'll find ourselves just stuck, feeling in a place of sadness. And this is where the Lord calls us to lament and to grieve. And so there is a time for that. But what I'm talking about is this sort of negative mindset where it's really hard for us to see what God is doing in our lives because we just are in this place of seeing ourselves as victims of our circumstances. And it's a hard place to move from. It definitely takes, again, the power of the Holy Spirit to help us transform our mind and renew our thoughts. So let's take a moment to reflect on our own thought patterns. Are we carrying around a heavy backpack of negativity, or are we choosing to focus on the flowers of gratitude and joy? Remember, the choice is ours. And it's never too late to start unloading our burdens and embracing a mindset of gratitude, resilience, and happiness that comes from shifting our focus from the weeds to the flowers. So the good news is that we don't have to stay stuck in this mindset. By recognizing our thought patterns, relying on the Holy Spirit, immersing ourselves in the Word of God, and choosing to shift our focus, we can break free from the cycle of unhappiness. Let's look at some practical ways to recognize and transform this unhappy kid mindset, and that's by looking at the language we use. One powerful way to shift our mindset is by changing the way we speak. Our words have the power to shape our thoughts and emotions, so it's important to be mindful of the language we use. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So instead of using language that perpetuates our victimhood, our unhappiness, let's choose words that empower us and reflect our faith in God's promises. I've been working with families and parents, helping them, coaching them for at least 13 years now, and I use the Happy Kid Toolkit to help demonstrate how the dysfunction is playing out in their family and which role each of them is taking on and when and where and how to move off of that. So one of the things that we'll look at is this unhappy kid versus happy kid language, what words we're using. I essentially want to equip my parents that I'm working with and my families with tools on when conflict arises, not if, but when conflict arises in your home, how quickly can each of the family members take responsibility, own their part, come to repentance, ask for forgiveness, confess. And I'll teach parents to begin to use language and words and sayings as cues to know where your child is, to see if there's shame or blame or fear of owning their part, of being wrong. And there is a great opportunity to step in alongside them and help them see what has happened, the conflict. Maybe it was their fault, maybe they are responsible, but to help them see, remind them how loved they are, that we all make mistakes, that it's okay, that we want to encourage them to go to their sibling or to their parent and to confess and repent and ask for forgiveness without shame. When we are under that banner of shame and condemnation, or we feel blamed, or we're afraid to own our part because we already feel like we're the bad kid anyways, these are the sorts of things that we will hear our children say, and we may be guilty of saying them as well. So things like, it's not my fault. There's something wrong with me. I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know how. They made me do it. They made me feel bad. I can't because so-and-so, fill in the blank, won't let me. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. If it weren't for you, I could fill in the blank. If it weren't for you, I would fill in the blank. I will be the first to admit that some of these sayings have come out of my mouth. I remember saying, thinking these things and saying them out loud when I was a little girl. I'm sure most of you can relate, and I'm almost 100% certain, maybe 99.9% certain, that you will hear these sort of unhappy kid statements quite often, maybe on a daily basis in your home. So what are some happy kid statements, happy kid language that we can use and help our kids replace their unhappy kid language with? So instead of saying, it's not my fault, we can encourage them to say, I'm responsible for my mistakes. I am responsible for the choices that I make. I'm responsible for choosing to fill in the blank. And what about there's something wrong with me? So we can walk alongside our children and teach them instead. They can say something like, I don't really know what's wrong with me, but I can search God's word. Mom, Dad, will you help me to find out who He created me to be? And I want to know and understand just how valuable, accepted, and loved I am by Him. And what about the I'm confused, I don't know? So we can teach them to say, I don't really know yet, but I will think and pray about it and get back to you. And how do we help them when they're blaming someone else for making them feel a certain way? Then we can equip them and teach them to respond by saying, I'm telling myself that so-and-so made me feel, think, or do this, but in reality, what is really happening? And how is Satan trying to tempt me to believe a lie? And when they say, I can't do this or that because he or she or they won't let me. So a happy kid response would sound like, I keep myself from doing this and that by not believing the Lord has equipped me to do this or that. And what about, I can't help it. It's just the way I am. Instead, we can help them to say, I have a choice. I have God's strength and power to help me change. And it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that I can be transformed more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. Isn't that the goal for all of us? And one last unhappy kid statement. If it weren't for you, I could do this or that, or I would be able to fill in the blank. And a happier kid would say, I am responsible for my choices. It's amazing how simply changing our language can have a profound impact on our mindset and well-being. So I encourage you to pay attention to the words you use and strive to speak in a way that reflects the truth of who you are in Christ. We have to apply these things to our lives first and foremost before we can teach it to our children, right? So when we begin to change the way we speak and respond in conflict, then they'll see us, they'll take that on. And just watch. It's amazing when we begin to apply it to our lives first. That brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found this discussion on transforming mindsets and breaking free from unhappiness helpful. Remember, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you have the power to change your thoughts and emotions, and the Happy Kid Toolkit is here to support you on your journey. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a few reflection questions to ponder this week. The first question is, what are some areas of your life where you tend to slip into an unhappy kid mindset? Second question, how can you begin to shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right using those binoculars that we talked about earlier on in the illustration? And the third question is, what are some happy kid phrases you can start using to empower yourself and others this week? And maybe even as soon as you turn off this podcast, I encourage you to take some time to journal or pray about these questions this week. And remember to be gentle with yourself, forgiving and gracious, as you navigate this process of becoming transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thank you for joining me on this journey to transform mindsets and unlock happiness with the Happy Family Coach podcast. I hope you found today's episode both enlightening and empowering, and that you're feeling inspired to take action in your own life and family. And if you're seeking personalized guidance and support on your family's journey to wholeness and restoration, I invite you to book a family coaching or biblical counseling session with me at happyfamilycoach.com. Together, we'll explore your unique challenges and goals and create a customized plan for growth and healing. Remember, you have the power of the Holy Spirit to transform your mindset and guide your family towards a happier, more harmonious life. So don't wait. Take the first step today. Thank you again for listening to the Happy Family Coach podcast. I'm Danielle Alvarez Greer, and until next time, may the Lord continue to transform you more and more into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.